Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, joining us now on the Ben and Skin Show is Cowboys rookie receiver Michael Gallup. First of all, Michael, how do you feel like your rookie season is going thus far?
I mean, it's going all right. It's going. I haven't really done too much yet. But, it's a process. So I love where I'm at. I love what we're doing. So we're just moving forward.
You know, our guys at 105.3 The Fan who break down film, KT right here, Jeff Kavanaugh, a lot of these guys were very excited about the Cowboys drafting you. And Kavanaugh even threw a big old pizza party. What did that mean to you to have the fan throw a pizza party for you?
It definitely meant a lot. It meant, you know, somebody's actually looking at one of the smaller schools out there. I definitely appreciate it. He put my name out there before a lot of people knew about it. So it was a good thing. I'm blessed to, have it like that. But, I got to live up to the hype now.
As far as pizza parties go, what makes a good pizza party? And specifically, what kind of pizza do you throw down on?
I definitely throw down on some pepperoni. Probably meat lovers as well. No vegetables on it. That's boring. A good pizza party, you got to have some Coke with it too. Just a lot of friends, family, a lot of pizza, Coke. It's good.
So out in the wild, if a lion attacks an elk and eats it or something, you're just like, yeah, it's a lion, right?
Of course.
So if I'm at your pizza party, being the fattest guy in this circle, if I eat more pizza than everybody, is that cool because I'm the lion eating the elk? Or is it like, dude, show some elk pizza restraint?
I think it'd be fine, boss. I'm pretty sure we had plenty of pizza to go around.
But isn't it weird that he didn't actually kill the pizza before he ate it? I mean, the lion and the elk, one creature kills another. You just walked up and started eating pizza carcass.
I think Michael Gallup can look at me and see I can kill a pizza. He knows I can kill a pizza. Okay, so what are the other good food parties?
Other good food parties?
Good question.
Thank you.
I would definitely say, some boneless wings.
Pluckers? Have you been to Pluckers yet?
I have not been to Pluckers yet.
Oh, man. Let's take him to Pluckers, man.
Pluckers.
We got to pay off a Deontay Thompson bet, and he's going to come to Pluckers with us. You want to come with Deontay?
I'll make that.
Wings on us, man. Wings on us. Okay.
So we had this bet as a show about whether or not Deontay Thompson would make the roster when he was acquired. Not, it was, we didn't know if it was it was months in advance.
You weren't on the team yet. Dez was still here. There's a lot that hadn't happened yet.
Yeah.
And so we made a bet, and like two guys said he would make it, two guys said he wouldn't. The losers have to wear eggplant costumes to a Pluckers, and that's where Deontay said he would come and celebrate with the two idiots that have to wear eggplant costumes. These guys.
Huh?
What? Your immediate thoughts?
I mean, eggplant?
Yeah, eggplant. Like the emoji. Like the. Have you ever sent an eggplant emoji to anybody?
It's the one that looks like a.
Wow.
Right.
That's what you guys want to walk up in there.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
But it's not. It's is it a vegetable it's or like is it a fruit?
Yeah, it's like a fruit or something.
Yeah, we're celebrating vegetables.
Yeah.
But in the emoji fashion, and people use it as an emoji to indicate that they're excited.
Yeah.
Have you never sent an eggplant emoji?
I've never really needed to.
What is your emoji game like?
My emoji game is normally just the crying laughing face. That's about it.
Yeah.
I keep it simple. If I send anything, going to my mom, some hearts. That's about it.
Hey, we're talking to a Michael Gallup, by the way, rookie for the Cowboys. Tell me a little bit about Colorado life. I want to know what it's like living in Colorado. What was your Colorado experience?
My Colorado experience was very cold.
Oh, yeah.
That's
okay.
Football is hard to play when it's cold. But, we had to get through it. It wasn't too bad, though.
Sounds like Colorado's not for you is what I'm getting from you right now.
Nah.
Okay.
I don't really enjoy the cold. I don't really enjoy it. I don't know if anybody does, to be honest. But it's pretty out there. But it's nice, when the snow is out there and everything. But it wasn't really for me.
Empire Strike Back is my favorite Star Wars movie. What's yours?
Empire Strikes Back?
Empire Strike Back. I don't think it's plural.
Well, Empire is plural with or without an S.
Empires Strike Back. Yeah. Have you seen any of the Star Wars movies?
I actually have. I just don't really, know the whole name to it.
Yeah.
I've seen them all.
You like them?
I don't have a problem with them.
Okay. a lot of the youngsters, he doesn't like them.
Well,
he's older than you.
I like Return of the Jedis.
No, it's not how they say it.
Uh-huh. It's Return. Star Wars is the original.
Yeah. Star Wars. So why were people sleeping on you in the draft or even going into college? Why were people sleeping on you? Because you're damn good, dude. I'm sorry.
Sorry, he's riding your nuts right now.
4 years of rock solid production.
Can you get off his nuts for a second so he can answer the question?
I mean, it's probably just because they didn't really know about me. I had to go Zuko the first 2 years, and then, I just show up at the D1. Both years I was over at 1,000 yards. So the first year, they was like, who's that guy in the back, And then the second year, they figured it out. So, even then, I was still a little bit slept on, but it is what it is, I think I did pretty well for myself.
What kind of music do you listen to?
I listen to rap, country, not any rock. Nothing like that.
Who's your favorite country music artist? Or what's some of the artists you like? Anything you like country music?
I like Darius Rucker.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I like some Jason Aldean. I like Florida Georgia Line. Sometimes I like Blake. Sometimes not.
Blake Shelton, that's your guy.
Blake's my guy. Me and Blake go way back.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're similar spirit types.
Now, I'm not saying this is the case, but if your life depended on it, could you sing some country music?
My life depended on it?
If your life, I'm not saying it does right now, but if it did, could you?
If he looked like a killer right now, if he had the look of a killer in his eye, and you had to sing some country to put him to sleep, could you?
I think I could do that.
Would you mind singing us just one bar of a song right now?
Well, I mean, does look my life him. Depend on
look Well, at look at him, though.
Look at him.
I mean, when you're Michael Gallup, do you really look at things like, I'm really not ever in a bad situation because I can run from any of this. None of y'all can catch me.
I'm trying to say that. That's exactly where I'm going with it,
Would you mind singing some country as you run away?
But can you really, do you have the skills to actually sing country music? Can you sing anything?
I don't have any skills to sing it.
But I'm curious. But if you know the words, I think that's skills. Would you mind doing that? Just a tiny bit. We're not asking for a lot. Just Cowboy fans want to hear it from you. That's why we came here. We really want to hear you sing something.
Rock me, mama, like a
wagon. Is that your song?
That's a Darius Rucker, right?
That's a Darius Rucker. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
I just know the Hootie and the Blowfish stuff.
I don't know who sings my one of my favorite songs. I can't remember his name, though.
Do you know the lyrics?
Yeah.
Give us a taste. We'll see.
We'll figure out the artist.
Let's see. I'm coming over, hope it's all right. Listen for me pulling in the old drive. Look out your window, see my lights. Baby, girl, I gotta see you tonight.
You said you didn't have skills.
That's good,
you
dude.
You have the voice
good.
Of a sex giver. That is amazing. That is special.
All right, do you have any more questions for KT before we get out of here? Just anything you can think of, just anything you want to tell him, any guidance, anything at all?
I mean, I appreciate you, man. That's it. That's all I got to say, man.
Oh, hug it out. You guys should hug it out.
Yeah, he's hug it out. It's a hug. Awesome. Awesome. Moment. Thanks for your time, man.
Yeah, for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.